When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to the Man Up Show. Hey, when you hear the word Easter, what goes through your mind? Like, what do you think about? I mean, and I'm just curious because we're going to talk about this today. So don't go away. Hang tight because you're not going to want to miss this conversation. And with me today, I have the infamous, and yes, he is infamous. He is the one and only Robbie Dillmore. Robbie, welcome back to the Man Up Show.
Oh, how fun. I love these holiday specials. I really, really do.
Holiday special, and of course, you're special.
Oh,
you have a special place in my heart.
Oh, you knew, as you do in mine.
And of course, a lot of people may know you. You know, you may be famous. You're the famous Christian car guy, you know, the host of that show. But you do so much more. Before we dive into really into Easter, Robbie, you do so much more than just the Christian car guy. You wear numerous hats. How about take a moment and share with our listeners what else Robbie Dillmore does besides the Christian Car Guy show?
Well, of course, I get to be the husband of Tammy and my wonderful children and grandchildren, for which, like you, I have numerous, too many to count right now. But so that's amazing.
Full quiver, yes.
Yes. And so I get to serve God and then serve my family. But then also I have a church that the Lord's blessed me to be able to pastor, which is West Asheboro Baptist Church. And so how exciting Easter. Like, man, we're doing a Passover Seder, and we got all sorts of stuff going on for that. So that's really, really exciting. And then you know, I get to help with and host a number of different radio shows. One of the highlights, you know, like we were talking about before the show, I get to pinch myself that God lets me be part of listening to the amazing people that you've brought in and we've interviewed on this show over the years. And like, man, go back and listen to some of those guys.
Go back to the archives, right? Yeah. The podcast archives.
Like, there are so many things that I've gotten in my heart, just treasures, right? From things I heard on this show over the years. Well, it's like that for me, for Lantern Rescue and for Finishing Well and Masculine Journey and Kingdom Pursuits. Like, I don't even know how many people. But then, like you and I at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, you know, we interviewed people for hours, and one of those, like, God's done some amazing things. So
fascinating stories. I counted up, Robbie, I had I think 24 different connections or contacts, or, you know, networking with people, that from books to pamphlets to CDs to, you know, just the different things that they do, that they wanted to get that message out there, who I will be in the future, you know, following up with a lot of these people and having them on the Man Up Show and Q&A with Kolov and all of that. But that you're leaving something out as well, though, because I participated in this. Of course, you know, this is a Man Up Show. A lot of people know I do the Man Camp, but you do something similar. So let's talk for a minute about the boot camp. To tell our listeners, because there may be somebody out there, Robbie, that would like to come to one of your boot camps one day.
Yeah, I love what it says in First Samuel, it might be Second Samuel, at the time that kings go out to war. So like Nikita has a camp every spring, and we have a camp every spring. We also have a camp every fall. And so we go do battle for, you know, in our case, 4 or 5 days. You go for an entire week to chase after the heart of God and be with guys that are investing that kind of time into their relationship with God, realizing that it would bless the rest of their lives. In so many other ways, some of the best time they'll ever invest, in my opinion, is to get the freedom for themselves so that essentially they can put on the oxygen mask, you know, for their family, their kids, other people in their own ministry. So it's amazing.
So it's an so the boot camp, the Masculine Journey Boot Camp, will equip men over the course of a handful of days. So kind of a weekend, essentially, right? And give them the tools necessary, similar to the man camp, just a bit shorter, but a couple days shorter than the camp itself, man camp. But that said, they're going to, if they were to do one or both, they're going to experience two different things. And walk away because you've come to man camp. I've come to boot camp. In fact, I went to your advanced boot camp. Any plans of doing any future advanced boot camps?
Actually, April 4th through the 7th. So right after, you know, Easter.
Right after Easter, yeah. Yes.
We've got one this year. We don't do them every year, but we are doing one this year. And it's for people that have attended a regular boot camp. Then they get to come to the advanced camp. So it's exciting, and it's one of the places that I really see tremendous fruit, as you do.
Yeah,
you know, men actually, you know, come to Christ, get baptized in the lake, you know, find ways to repent over all sorts of shenanigans we get ourselves involved in, and see breakthrough and freedom. Right, that's the idea of Easter, and we certainly live it out there.
Yep, and so if somebody wanted to. They're listening right now. They're like, "Wow, where can I get more information on the boot camp?"
MasculineJourney.org.
MasculineJourney.org. So I want to encourage you, ladies, you're listening out there. You want to send it. Is there an age limit to the guys?
No, we don't. Usually, I mean, we've never had anybody in their single digits, but we've had 11, 12, 13. Yeah.
Okay. So teenage boys can come.
Yeah.
A father-son outing.
Oh, yeah, lots of father sons and certainly guys in their 80s. We've yet to have anybody in their 90s, but we have had a guy who was 88.
Okay, wow. You got me. Our oldest man camp attendee has been 76, so you got me beat by a bit there, but maybe I'll work on that. And of course, in June, I'm excited, Robbie. In June, we're bringing the Man Up Conference to Ashboro.
Right, to West Ashboro Baptist Church and the Randolph County Baptist Association, Christian Association.
Yeah, Chuck Powers. Right,
right, exactly.
He's going to partner up and send some guys over, and I'm excited about that. There'll be more information coming on that as well. And I want to encourage all of you out there, if you've not listened to The Christian Car Guy or Lantern Rescue or Masculine Journey, some of these other shows that Robbie is involved in and a part of, probably the best way, would you say, Robbie, the best way? Just go download the Truth app on your phone, Truth Network app, and then you can get radio stations live. You can get all the archived podcasts, all kinds of stuff on the app, right?
Right. And every time, you know, this podcast publishes or something from the Christian Car Guy, any of that stuff, it's content on demand, right? So you can go with those podcasts when you've got time and you want to binge listen to the Man Up show. Oh, my goodness, what an opportunity. You know, you got to drive to Atlanta. Just cue it up and from the Truth Network app and just listen to one right after the other.
Drive time, windshield time. I go, hey, I got some windshield time today, right? So, all right, well, this is our Easter special. Robbie Dillmore is in studio with me today. And Robbie, I asked the listeners at the onset, when you hear the word Easter, you know, what do you think about? So let me just start with you, Robbie. When you hear the word Easter, what do you think about?
I honestly think about what an amazing artist God is, that he started painting the portrait of Easter, of the freedom that would happen when that stone would roll away from day one. Mm. I mean, and so many different stories as you go through the Bible, but God was painting the picture of what would happen, you know, from the fall, you know, from how the curses went and what he, you know, told you know, Satan, you know, that you'll bruise his heel. I mean, it's all there, right? And then there's the famous trip of, you know, I was thinking about it this morning, how Palm Sunday relates to, you know, Isaac getting on that donkey. Right. And that was a tough trip going up to, like, Dad, where's the sacrifice? You know,
God will provide. Right.
Right? He's painting a picture, and then he painted a picture with Joseph, you know, and in so many different ways, going into with his brothers. And there were 12 of them, you know, and one of them kind of, you know, all that. And then, of course, Passover is just unbelievable. Like, you know, the door over the lintels and the unleavened bread, and how Jesus would be the bread of life. And there's so much about bread that is throughout that. And then, like, oh my goodness, you know, whether you go to the Book of Ruth and you think about Boaz, the you know, family redeemer. I got the word just lost me right there. But anyway, then you got the Psalms. Like, oh my gosh, David would go into so many descriptions of what would happen. And of course, Isaiah would just give us, like, testimony after that. In other words, God's been painting this picture.
From day one.
Right.
From back in the Garden of Eden.
Like, this is a big, 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 big thing.
Yeah.
And there's no grasping the reverence of it and the honor. As a man... You know, I had an opportunity to interview a command sergeant major on Saturday. And this guy's reverence for the flag and the way he honored, you know, his country and whatever, I couldn't help but think.
True patriot.
Right. Man, that's the kind of honor we should have for Easter. Like, this is God's son.
Well, you know, you threw, for our listeners out there, you threw out a lot in a very brief period of time. If they didn't realize, you were essentially walking through Old Testament prophecy,
right.
and what I call too foreshadowing, right?
Right.
Another one that you didn't mention that I'm reminded of is the snake on the pole.
Oh,
when, you know, the Israelites are wandering in the desert, you know, bitten by snakes, and why? Well, because they were grumbling and murmuring, complaining, and, you know, and criticizing. You could throw a lot of words.
Being little Robbie Dillmore's out there,
right? I mean, God and Moses. He's like, okay, all right, you want to complain? Well, then, you know, and so it's amazing to me, though, how you know, the symbolism of the snake, going back to the snake in the garden, but the snake on the pole, and God says, okay, if they look at it, they'll be healed, right? They'll be healed, and the symbolism of that, Robbie, in that. The snake represented the people's sin.
Right.
And then you fast forward to Jesus being crucified on the cross. And people, if they'll just look to Jesus, right? If they'll just, people will turn their hearts towards him and look towards him, their sin can be forgiven. They just open up their heart, right? Romans 10, 9 and 10, right? Confess with their mouth, believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord, and they'll be saved. Well, Easter is by far, like, I mean, there's two principal holidays, right, in the Christian world, you might say, the Christian community bring a lot of emphasis to them. One, obviously, being Christmas, right, and the birth of Christ. And then you fast forward to Easter, you know, one of the principal, let's just call it a principal holiday, right, with feasts and all things that center around that. Obviously, Mark, as you're talking about, we're talking about the resurrection of Jesus, you know, 3 days after his crucifixion. Easter's really, as you said, really kind of a joyful end, too, to the Lent season, right? Now, is that something that... I know that a lot of people out there, I guess more in maybe in the Catholic world, Robbie, would you say, or just Christianity in general participate in the Lent season? What would you say towards that?
It's kind of neat that there's a new movement in the Orthodox faith, right? Okay. There are a lot of young people that are going that direction right now because they see in it this completely sold out idea, and Lent is a completely sold out idea, right? And you being the master of fasting that I know you are,
the master of what? Wait,
fasting.
What? Fasting. Oh. Wait, we're not supposed to be advertising that. Well, I didn't wash my face and all that. Anyway, keep going.
I don't mean it that way. What I mean is, and don't hear me wrong, believe me, this is a relational holiday. Jesus is all about relation, and don't miss that. But there is a reverence to it, and there's a sold-outness that comes from, look, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat a certain thing, whatever that may be, that is telling me, my heart, that there's something more important than food. There's something more important than other stuff, and that whole idea of being totally sold out, I respect that.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Yeah, and for those listening out there, I mean, there may be some who've never even heard the word, you know, fasting. There may be others that are very, very familiar with the word fasting, or, you know, Jesus talks about it, Matthew chapter 6, right? When you fast. And just for the record, to be clear, when the Lord first challenged me to incorporate fasting into my lifestyle, you know, I'm on record to saying fasting and not eating is as much a part of my life as eating is a part of my life, and as God directs me and he leads me, and it does make, you know, my heart, to your point, more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and the leading and guiding of the Lord. So that can all certainly all tie in as well. So, you know, I am always kind of quizzing you, Robbie.
Yeah, I like it. I love these.
From our special show. And I didn't think I had any questions today.
I knew you would.
However, I might have one at least I'll throw out there. Any idea when the earliest recorded observance of Easter was? The earliest recorded observance. Any idea on that?
I'm going to go with 151.
Here, let me do that. Century.
First century?
The early, well, by all accounts, from what I can calculate, the second.
Okay, that would be in the 151. That would be the second century.
Right, so math is not my strong suit, nor is it chronological time. But, so you were, I guess you might say, spot on.
I was within 50 years, one way or the other.
Yeah, so it seems as though the earliest recorded observance comes from the second century. Even though the commemorated resurrection is such an integral part to our faith, right? What would we say, like, if somebody was out there listening around me and go, well, like why do you why do you celebrate Easter? I mean, beyond what we've already described, but for the person who just absolutely has no clue, what might you, like, if you ran into somebody and go, wait, what's Easter and why do you observe it? What would you say to that person?
Oh, I love that. And I used to read this story at my devotions where this lady would always, you know, visit people in their hospital room. And the first question she would ask people, actually, as she walked into the room, do you believe in Easter? That was her opening line.
Okay.
Like, do you believe in Easter? And that would, you know, people would look at her like, well, yeah, you know, like, what does that exactly mean? And to me, it means that Jesus defeated death. I mean, Easter is the day that the stone was rolled away and Jesus was alive. And so we say he is risen indeed. And he did something that nobody has ever done in the history of the world, and that was defeat death. And because he did that, then I can live forever.
Yeah.
And spend eternity with my loved ones. It's like I got to do a funeral this weekend for somebody where I'm not sure they knew Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough.
And so it's an eternal question right there. Do you believe in Easter?
Well, and you know, let's straight up, I'm thinking some who, you know, really either didn't grow up around Christianity or not familiar with Christianity. Of course, you know, sometimes they the minute they hear Easter, you know what they think? Oh, as I'm sure you know.
A rabbit.
Bunnies, Easter egg hunts, right? And that sort of, I guess you might say, more secular celebration, in a sense, I guess you might say. But, you know, I'm just thinking, is what you were describing earlier, really, again, for our listeners, was the fulfillment of prophecy of the Old Testament and just really God's revelation of God's plan for all of humankind, really is what Easter kind of culminates into, right? Would you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he was what Adam was supposed to be. And it happened as he conquered death that, you know, that particular day, you know, he gave us a way to the Father, because that's the reason he came, right? No one comes to the Father except through me, and through his
John 14:6,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Death and resurrection, we now have a way not only to heaven, but a relationship like I know God.
Yeah.
And I can go spend some time with Papa today because of what happened on Easter.
Yeah, because so just to break that down a little further, you know, for those who might not be all that familiar. So the defeat of death. So what Easter symbolizes is the defeat of death and the hope of salvation, which is what you're making reference to, that the sins of humanity, as we've been talking about, were paid for, P-I-F, paid in full, in case you're not familiar with that acronym there, that the sins of humanity were paid in full by the death of Jesus, that his resurrection represents the anticipation for those who believe that they can have really their own resurrection, right? Upon their confession and repentance, correct, Robbie?
I can't even say enough about what you had mentioned earlier about the snake on the pole, that John 3, Jesus himself makes reference to that, because when you look up at your own sin, like, okay, here's what Jesus was taking, those beatings, those stripes, he was taking those nails through his hands, he was not being able to breathe, and all that pain and all that stuff was the punishment for what I have done.
Hmm.
And it was up there on that pole that if I look upon what he did for me, then I can enjoy, in my opinion, what it says in the Song of Solomon. In chapter 3, the last verse says, "Behold, ye daughters of Zion, the crown that King Solomon was crowned with on the day of his espousal, on the day of the rejoicing of his hour." Mm. In other words, Jesus was crowned by the crown of thorns by his own family, his own mother.
Mm.
The crown that his mother crowned him with. He was crowned with that crown of thorns, but the part that just blows me away about that verse, it says he rejoiced in the day of the rejoicing of his heart. In other words, he's up there with all my sin on him, and he's going through all that excruciating pain with the joy in his heart, knowing that we, me and Jesus would spend, me and Nikita and Jesus and everybody else that you love that knows Jesus, we're all going to spend eternity together. That's why he rejoiced in his heart.
Yeah, which I'm reminded of the in Hebrews chapter 12, it says the joy that was set before him. And I've always initially wondered, I'm like, well, the cross couldn't have been joy. I mean, the suffering he experienced on that cross couldn't have been joy. But what I come to realize, it was the joy was in his obedience to go to the Father, to go to the cross, that then opened that door and provided the opportunity for you and I to have forever life, right? Eternal life. Quick question before we run out of time, Robbie. So I, you know, Easter's like not the same all the time, right? Like, you know, sometimes in April, here we are, you know, toward the end of March. I mean, why? Like somebody out there, if they said, Robbie, how come Easter's like not on the same Sunday every year or whatever? What would you say?
And it's even more confusing because, right. You know, this year, if you look carefully, you'll notice that the Passover, which is always lines up with Easter for real. I mean, that was the idea. They've celebrated Passover since the beginning and it's going to happen in mid-April. And believe it or not, a lot of Catholics and Orthodox, their Easter is going to be in May.
Okay.
And so it's based on the spring equinox and it's based on, you know, the Jewish calendar for them. And so we have different ways of measuring time, you know, based on whether you got the Roman idea or whether or not you have the Jewish idea. Don't forget the Orthodox and the Catholic have a different way to measure that time as well. Yeah. And so the beauty of it to me is there's what God knows. But what it is an opportunity for us to celebrate in whatever our, you know, with our band of brothers,
right?
Whatever that may be. And we agree that here this is, and in our hearts, we know that God's been painting this picture. And so we need to come together to do that. And it's a real opportunity. Like for me, I've been out every week inviting people to church because they don't have any place to go celebrate Easter. And they only come to church, a lot of folks, on Easter. So it's a real opportunity because they say that something like 60% of people would come to church if they are only invited. Mm. And so here we come up in this particular season with this opportunity to invite everybody, hey, come celebrate Easter with me because that's an opportunity.
Yeah, and many or most churches, you know, do have some kind of Easter celebration.
Right.
As, you know, centered around that special day. And so regardless of what day it might be or what day it might be celebrated, I think more than anything is the fact that it is celebrated, right? And it is a reminder of what Jesus did on that cross. And you know, you're listening out there, maybe you had no plans to go to church here Easter weekend, or you have yet to invite somebody to church for Easter weekend. Maybe we can put that challenge out there to you today. It's not too late to go ahead and invite somebody to service. And if your church doesn't have a special Easter service, that's okay as well, right, Robbie? And how memorable would it be, like maybe somebody doesn't know Christ out there as their personal Lord and Savior, to come to Christ, to open their heart on Easter Sunday? How special would that be? What a special memory that would be, right?
Yeah, and something you will celebrate with them in heaven for eternity.
For eternity. And so, you know, today, special days, just a special show today. Robbie Dillmore, Christian car guy. We're talking about Easter. And can we just encourage you? Robbie, what would you say in our last minute here? Maybe somebody doesn't know Jesus out there. What would you say on this Easter Sunday, Easter weekend celebration?
I would just challenge you to push into, like, why would God have to kill his son? It's a real that was a challenge that got me, and I would challenge you with that. Like, would he possibly love me that much? And I hope you know this verse, for God so loved the world, right? That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe it in him shall not perish. You don't have to, but you'll have eternity, right? Eternal life.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you've done, you know, just think about what Robbie just said, lifetime, up until you opportunity, you qualify, you are part of the whosoever. And so you qualify. All you have to do is open your heart, confess with your mouth. That's what the Bible says. And Romans, the book of Romans is very clear. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life, eternal life, is through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So if you hadn't done that today, can we just encourage you on this special Easter show to make that decision? You know, you might be driving in the car, sitting in a hotel room, wherever. Just make that decision today. Let this Easter 2024 be the most special Easter you've ever celebrated. And if you know Christ, go out and be salt and light today, right, Robbie? And this weekend, and invite somebody to service.
They right? love it.
Yeah. Listen, if you invite somebody to go to service with you, what Robbie just said, like 60-something percent, right? This could be their most special Easter celebration ever, and you have a part in that. So thank you, Robbie, for being on this special show today.
Always. Oh, man, I wouldn't miss it for nothing.
And thank all of you each and every week. You're so faithful to tune in, listen in. Go out today on this Easter weekend and have a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.